Our English as a second language class is taking part in a project called Outdoors in Alaska, where we interview people from Alaska about their outdoor experiences. In the last segment, we interviewed Janet Alas about her Pacific Crest Trail hike.
In this installment, we interviewed Reid Brewer, Jennifer Shockley, Catherine McGlashan, and Billy Joe Gehring about scuba diving in Bering Sea. Here are some highlights.
The divers discussed the scuba gear that is necessary to dive in the Bering Sea. They talked about how the regulator was the most important piece of diving equipment.
I would say that the scuba equipment that's most important to me is your regulator, your air source, because if your suit fails, you get wet. If your fins break or fall off, use your feet. If your mask goes away, you still have air. So anything that you have on you can break or go away, but your regulator is your air source.
The divers also talk about how all of the gear needed to dive in the Bering Sea can be heavy.
It depends on the equipment that you have and the type of gear that you have, but I would say probably around 60, maybe 70 pounds.
Yeah, imagine carrying a third grader on your back for an hour. That's about what it's like.
We asked the divers if they have ever found anything from World War II. They said that they have found everything from China to boats.
We find pieces of China that we presume were thrown over the side of some of the military ships or ships that visited during that time period. Sometimes we find the remnants of old ammunition. And I believe out at Crowley Dock, there's an old like frame of a gun, a large caliber gun. That's in the water. So yeah, we very regularly see stuff from World War II.
The divers also discuss the most dangerous and the coolest animals they have seen while diving in Alaska.
Actually, I have. I've seen two sharks here in Alaska, and both of them were salmon sharks. I don't know if you guys are familiar with salmon sharks, but it's a cousin of the great white shark. Looks exactly like it, and they get up to about 9 feet long, which compared to a 25, 30-foot shark isn't that big, but 9 feet of teeth is still pretty scary.
There's a lot of octopus in the dens, and we, my friend Roger and I, we went down just a couple days ago and saw this beautiful, beautiful big octopus.
They shared with us that there are not only cool animals and plant life to see, but that Alaska has some awesome diving.
You're fortunate that we've got some excellent diving literally right at our doorstep. We do see a decrease in visibility during the summer months when there's all of the plankton blooms. But in the winter, this time of year, it's excellent.
If someone would like to become a certified to dive in the Bering Sea, they can get certified all the way through Dive Master here on the island. Jennifer Shockey shared her training story with us.
Every training that you go through is progressively more difficult because it's designed to build on the skills that you already have and the experience that you've already gained. So, you know, for me, the most recent training that I went through was the Dive Master, and that was certainly the hardest. One of the things that made the Dive Master training so difficult is you have to know not just how to do the skills yourself, but like being a teacher, you have to know them well enough to be able to show them to other people. So it really takes your training to a whole new level.
Because we live in Dutch Harbor, we couldn't help but ask questions about sea lions and whether or not they were dangerous. Here's what Ray told us about sea lions.
No, sea lions are not dangerous if you leave them alone. We've had not diving, but people have had problems with sea lions in the past because they're feeding the sea lions or they're instigating some kind of reaction, poking them, trying to pet them. Like I said before, all these animals you want to leave alone. You want to respect them, respect their space.
If the sea lions in the cold water don't scare you, Billy Joe said, there are lots of cold dive sites here on the island.
I like the reef a lot because it has a lot of everything, fish and foliage and sea anemones and, you know, the octopus and stuff. But there's a ton of wonderful places around here. Aura has claimed her own.
The Alaska divers were interviewed by our ESL class.
Our next project will be interviewing Natural level kayaking.